There we go. Jody, do you have a suggestion on how we do questions, or just open it up to anyone? Take turns?
I would say just open it up.
Okay.
Does anybody want to go first?
I just have a question about seismic. So I've gone through the specs. It looks like a lot of it we don't have to do if it's securely mounted to the building. But I'm looking at the drawings that shows mounting heights for fixtures and such, unless I'm misinterpreting it. Do you guys require a seismic study on the equipment, on the trapezes and such? The way it's worded is could go either way. I still have to submit through this middle process and get approval, but do you guys require a seismic study?
I'll take that one. My question is, I'll get back with you on that. We'll note that comment, and I'll confirm with our structural on that.
And then I guess the other question would be is there equipment? I haven't seen much. Is there equipment rentals there in St. Paul, or do I need to work out the logistics to get equipment there for the project itself?
So I can take that one. The city does have a number of pieces of heavy equipment, and I believe that we posted this, but I'm just going to confirm really quick. We have a master rate schedule. So I believe I put that on the RFP page on the city website. Yes, I did. So if you go to the city's website and click on the top, you'll see different tabs, and you click on RFPs, and then you click on the 25-03, this RFP. There's a some documents on the side, on the right side, and the master rate schedule is there. So you can see every piece of heavy equipment that we have and its hourly rates. There are usually some weekly rates that Phil is able to negotiate on a case by case and project by project case, but that's not published in the master rate schedule. It's just hourly.
And then my counterpart and I, we forwarded some questions to some of you folks. So I'm assuming those will be addressed on an addendum at some point.
Yeah, I think because of the holidays, we were not able to get responses from our engineers at Kuna. So I'm hoping that we can get those. I mean, we could go through those right now. I'm gonna pull them up here, I think, unless you have them handy and you want to go ahead and ask them. I have to dig through my email just a minute, but yeah, I think they were out all last week, so we were not able to get responses. But you feel free to ask those questions right now.
Well, I guess the first one would be so on the plans room it says the demo of the existing station and then of course the install of the new one. But in the drawings there's not a whole lot of demo other than the single transformer. Is this an entirely new building, no demo required?
Brett, yeah, there's not a the lift station. If you're talking about the lift station, the lift station's a brand new building.
Right.
There's some demo of piping and associated with that, but I don't think there's any building demos.
Okay. I didn't
Brett,
think so.
do you have any comment on that?
No, I think you're accurate on that. Yeah, it's a brand new lift station. Yep, there'll be removal of some pipe, and then insulation of new pipe for water, sewer, and then should be a conduit for electrical as well.
Okay. And then the transformer vaults that we're supposed to put in, that I'm assuming you want those buried. There wasn't any kind of detail about how you guys wanted them put in or anything. Is there no installation details? Are you guys gonna be able to provide something that shows us how you exactly want these things put in?
I think I can probably answer that too, Dan. This might be a Carl question. Carl's
Right.
our electrical engineer who stamped the electrical package. So just for clarity, I didn't fully get the question, if you don't mind repeating it.
Well, on the one of the drawings, they were supposed to be getting the stands that the new transformer or the one new transformers will be standing on. The city will be providing the transformers, and we provide the stand or the vault that it's supposed to sit on, and it was called out specifically on the drawings. But it stands
Oh, sure.
about 30 inches tall, creating kind of could potentially create like a vault, for us to bring the HDPE up in, and then transformers sitting on finished grade, more or less. But typically, there's a drawing associated with how deep you guys want us to put them, how you want us to install them.
Well, we'll have to address that in addendum with after discussing with electrical to make sure we've covered everything.
Okay. For the demo of the existing transformer, is it three phase? Do we need medium voltage? I'm asking for how many of the splices we need, because I noticed in the new one we're using single phase with a grounded neutral. I didn't know what the status was of the existing transformer that we're supposed to demo out. That was part of the questions that I'd sent in. I'm assuming that'll have to be addressed.
Yeah, we'll have to address that to electrical to make sure we've got that correct. But like I said, we'll be getting those out here soon.
Okay. And then it looked like you wanted each conductor from the medium voltage transformer to have its own 2-inch HDPE duct, three individual ducts. I was just asking that for clarity, just to make sure. And it looks like the IEI labs duty, I haven't been able to get a hold of them yet, but I'm assuming I'll get a hold of them. Are you guys going to provide anything in the drawings that shows any kind of controls or connections or routing or anything? Because there's not a whole lot in the package to give us in terms of what that's actually supposed to look like. I see it's been addressed verbally in the specs, but nothing in the drawings. Is that too something that would be?
I missed the first part. I was breaking up. My audio broke up there. What we still talking about the electrical on that?
Yeah, the control panel, the high voltage and low voltage. There's nothing really in the drawings that shows how we're supposed to actually put it together. No ladders or no schematics or anything. In the specs, it says that the design basis was off of the IEI Labs Duty Master multi-pump controller. Are you guys gonna, could you guys include something in the drawings that would identify connection points and such?
Yeah, I'll look at that with the electrical on that and see. I would assume we could put a drawing together for that.
Okay. And then for the power rail, did you I see 1 to 3 inch conduits vertically into the ground with a unistrut running horizontally to support the equipment. Did you guys have a detail that you wanted to give or an install specific on how you want us to drive those in? Are we supposed to drive them in or put concrete around them like you would a fence post or some sort of concrete base like you would for lighting? Wasn't quite sure what you would want there.
I think we'll get a confirmed answer to that, but I think driven would be fine with that. But we'll definitely confirm it with our electrical to make sure there's not anything we're missing on that.
And then, do you guys require any kind of, I didn't see anything in the specs. Did you guys require any high potential testing for all of the new medium voltage cables that we're putting in?
I'll have to look at, once again, I'll have to talk with our electrical to confirm testing requirements. I don't think so, but I want to confirm that.
Okay. And then I was wondering if we could ask the question if we could push the due date for the bid to the 23rd instead of the 16th.
Jody and Phil, what do you think about that? Just 1 week to the 23rd.
I have no objections.
I think, okay. Phil doesn't, Phil texted in the Zoom. It should be fine. Okay. I don't see any problem with that, especially since the holidays seem to have really put a delay on getting a lot of the questions answered. So, and since a lot of these ones today that have come up are going to require Kuna Engineering to do some research and talking with others, I think that makes sense that we extended another week. So yes, we will do that. 23rd.
And not to circle around too far back, but to the seismic, I mean, I'm just kind of, if they could at least identify how they'd like us to proceed with that. I mean, because like I said, in the specs, it's pretty well addressed, but it also lends itself to I can do it all in the field as long as I can show engineering, that we've got the appropriate stiffeners and restraints, or if it's securely fastened to the building. But I just wanted to make sure, just for clarity, if someone could just really identify whether they require that study or not. Because I've been down the road before where I thought I could do it, and I was not correct in my assumptions.
Okay, I've got some notes about all your comments here. We'll make sure we pass them today to our electrical and structural engineers.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody. I got a couple questions too, Lynn, if that's all right.
Yes,
Lynn.
please go right ahead.
We were kind of used, I guess, normally in a situation where we have a pre-bid meeting like this, we usually get a kind of a briefing from you guys on a little bit of background on what the project entails, maybe some details about why has this come about, how long has it been in the works, what's some of the partners and things along those lines. I know there's a little bit of that we can infer, but in general, on a pre-bid meeting like this, we were kind of hoping you'd give us a little bit of that inside knowledge. Would that be okay?
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. I think Phil or Brett, one of you could do that.
I could do that. So the small boat harbor, which is where our local boats operate out of, it's connected off the main St. Paul Harbor. That was completed, I want to say, 2008-ish time frame. I might be off on that, but there was no utilities run to the small boat harbor at that time. Things have been developing in the area, and so we worked with the Fishermen's Association and the tribal government of St. Paul to basically identify extending major utilities into the small boat harbor to provide water, power, sewer to that area where it hasn't been. We looked at a number of different grants, finally applied for it and received an Economic Development Administration grant to basically design and construct these utilities. The water is fairly simple. It basically extends the main by between the A dorm and vessel repair building over towards the water main along Paulovina Turnpike near the post office. And then there's a stub out that'll be for basically future connection down to the floating docks and potential proposed new harbor master or harbor office. Some dock lighting and that type of thing along the water's edge. And then one of the biggest components would be the sewer and the lift station. The vessel repair building that is owned by the tribe currently is on a septic tank that would be eliminated and run into the new lift station, as well as the Trident domestic sewer. The fish processing waste goes out through a separate outfall, and then also addresses some issues with A dorm. And then there's been a number of development and then also a building that burnt down in that area. So some changes with some of the electrical sectionalizing cabinets and transformers and that type of stuff. But the main concept was to get some major utilities into the small boat harbor where they are at, not at now. We had discussed and planned to integrate sewer for the new proposed harbor office into that lift station, but based on the run, it was a little bit too far, so that'll have to be done. It's not part of the project. That'll be done at a later future date. But the goal was to consolidate some of the sewer into the lift station from the buildings that I mentioned. Get the vessel repair building off the septic tank, fix the A dorm issue, bring in the what we call the annex that's in the drawings, and then the Trident domestic sewer. Yeah, hopefully that gives a good overview. Link had explained kind of when we applied for the grant and where we're at with the grant now and what phase is that.
Yeah, happy to do that. Unfortunately, we are There is not a lot. This is one of those very unique situations with our grants. Other grants, we can usually ask for extensions. This one was, I don't know if you all remember 5 years ago, four, well, maybe, yeah, five, 4 years ago, there was ARPA funding. ARPA funding has a sunset date that. So this is from a unique pot of money that is not typical, and so that sunset date is non-negotiable and not extendable. So we were given the period of performance. I mean, we started the grant clock in September of 22, and it ends May 31st of 27. So took us a lot longer to get through permitting and easements and design and all of that, a lot longer than we anticipated. DNR, the state of Alaska DNR took a year to get us the tideland patent. Actually, that was after we submitted it to them. I mean, and we had to really push to even get it in a year. Easement negotiation with tribal entities took a lot longer than anticipated. So we're down to the last bit here. But we're very confident that we can still complete this in that time frame. But that is a hard end date. So, this is funded primarily through the EDA with a matching grant from Denali Commission. Yeah, any other questions on that?
No, that's pretty helpful. I appreciate that.
Yep. That's why we said like 365 days, because we figure by the time we, get around to actually executing a contract, it's not going to be much. There's not going to
Yeah.
be much more than 365 days to actually get this done, but we're
Gotcha.
hoping as soon as possible. So I will say I'm hesitant to postpone proposals a whole lot longer. I mean, we're happy to do a week, but this is a consideration if we get a request to extend the deadline any longer. So I'm going to encourage Brett and Daniel to really get those answers to us as quickly as possible for that reason.
Okay. No, it sounds good. I'm just you've answered some of the questions that I submitted, and put them up on the page. So I really appreciate that. I think there's a
Yeah,
few
yep. I know
some that
there's
we're still waiting
some
on.
outstanding ones that you had asked for that, again, I'm sorry, they were out last week and we didn't get those addressed. If you want to ask them now and see if they're able to give you some answers now, please feel free to
Yeah, I
do that.
mean, basically I would always go as you want to run a building package and you throw out a wide net and there's always folks that come back with different ideas. Hey, will they accept this? And they accept this. So we put in those questions about whether we can do a precast concrete or whether we can do any, there's some unique opportunities that I don't know that would work really well. You answered the question on the metal. It sounds like you guys would really like to lean towards keeping it with the wood, which is good. We just needed to know that to make sure we can tell these other vendors that it's probably not going to work out. So the first question we had kind of from the general BD guy was, do you, we have a decent amount of photos of the town, having been out there a little bit, but do you have any existing photos that you could add? Was one of his questions, just to kind of assist with the bid prep. So maybe that's something you guys could look into. If not, I don't think it's the end of the world if you can't. It's just something we were kind of hoping for.
Yeah, we go ahead.
No, I was gonna say, are you what kind of are you looking at, just kind of general area, shots of the area?
Well, there's a couple of areas in front of the small boat repair building and also along the side of the A dorm that are fairly congested, right? There's power coming into the large transformer there by the A dorm, and then there's all of the what they're not the palm dishes along the back of the building there. So how much room is going to be available in that area? There's quite a bit of pipe work that's going on in front, in between, the fish plant and the small boat repair building. So anything that could show us, pictures inside of there, we have a couple of pictures of it, but I went back and looked for some photos along that side of the A dorm, and I don't have any on that backside just to show how many of those dishes are out there and how much room we would have. And specifically where we're demoing out the septic system would be helpful. We went back and looked for any install pictures, and they're still looking for us. I guess if you had any, that would be helpful. If not, it's not the end of the world. And then also there's a congested area where we're demoing stuff. I guess it would be on, I'm trying to think of the directions here. East side of the A dorm along the street there, as you head towards the store, there's some things going on there where we demo the existing sewer line, so that pictures in that area would be helpful. We had a couple, but they were facing the A dorm back when we were looking at that for TDX, and so They're not really facing towards the street or towards the store. Not the end of the world, but if you've got any, we would appreciate them, I guess. The next question I have.
There's
Sorry,
Jake,
go ahead.
there's basically there's nothing in those areas. I think there would be more concern about floating docks and boats that might be along the route for the water line, but everything else is there's nothing there on the ground. So it's basically going to be, if I take a photo, it's going to be a blank. It's not going to show anything other than a building, some rocks, a blank pad where the sectionalizing cabinet and the demo transformer needs to happen. So
Isn't
there's
there
nothing.
where that new pump station is going in? Isn't there along the side of the A dorm those old dishes, or did those get removed? Have those been moved out?
Those are there, but you could refer to the drawings of how far off we need to be, because there's
Okay.
a new easement there, and
So
we
we're outside of
cited
the
it.
dish. Okay.
Yeah, it'll be it the new the station building will be far enough away from those where they won't interfere with any of the signal.
And where they have all of the boats and maybe some dock parts and stuff, that's something we don't need to worry about moving. That can be moved prior to the project if there's stuff laying around.
CBS Bay knows they will have to move that
Okay.
for the project, yes.
No, that sounds good. The virtual industry question was the first thing that I asked, basically just to get an idea of general information. So thank you for doing that. And then we asked if we could have a Teams meeting. So you got that. Oh, the geology report, you came back and said you don't think you have any geology reports for rock, for any outcroppings other than what was put in. Is that right? I got that kind of that response. So we're basically running under the understanding that major rock outcroppings that would require grinding, cutting, or chipping would be a change. Is that correct? Yeah.
So,
You guys don't foresee any problems with that?
I what the answer that we put in there was that there were above grade landscaping boulders in the project vicinity, which are intended to be relocated before the project. There is no known bedrock outcroppings to our knowledge, but if you see something that we aren't seeing, we ask that you email additional information or a graphic or something to us, to Jody, the project manager. And I don't think that we ever got anything more on that.
Okay. Yeah, I think we're good. If you guys think there's nothing we're gonna encounter, we just wanted to make sure.
Daniel or Brett, do you have any comment on that?
Phil, I mean, I think that much of that area is fill material from when they, originally built the harbor in the lowlands area there. And so I don't think we're expecting bedrock in any of those areas.
Sounds good. My next question that kind of wasn't necessarily in the list was we got a question back from our bonding when we told them we needed to provide a 5-year warranty. Can you give us some background on that? That's pretty out of the ordinary.
Brett, I think you had that last, we discussed this and you had that last answer from
So the 5-year warranty that was listed in the specs package, that was referring to specific items, not necessarily the entirety of the project itself. That was, from manufacturers for particular components of the project.
I think when we went through that, it wasn't necessarily jumping out at us as a after a specific item. I guess maybe we'll go back and revisit that. Can you confirm for us just really quick? And maybe you don't need to respond if it's pretty clear if you go back, but I thought our interpretation of that was that it wasn't listing under specific items. You're putting that down as that's manufactured items that come from someone who will have a 5-year warranty and not 5 years of all labor and install. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's from the manufacturer, and I'm just reviewing a note from the specifier who
Okay.
assisted us in writing this. Warranties for specific products, you know, they're in addition to the correction of work, and those need to be included in O&M manuals.
Okay, so if we have something that we find, I guess, that's contrary to that, that says more, we'll send that over to you and see if you can clarify that for us. But yeah, that sounds good. Just wanted to make sure we're good on that.
Yeah, the answer
Yep.
that we posted was that the period for correction of work for the entire project in its entirety is 1 year after substantial completion.
Okay.
Specs for materials include manufacturer's warranty for hardware where there is a 5-year minimum.
That's fine.
Anyway, so
Okay.
that, yeah, I guess you're right. It's not terribly clear, but I think the warranties for specific products were in addition to Article 18 correction of work in the specs. That's
Another one that we looked at was the ADEC permit. So ADEC, when we go to AM, I guess we kind of wanted to just confirm, does the ADEC permit apply specifically to the septic system only? It kind of sounds like it was written that way, but
ADC only requires a permit for sewer type of work.
okay, so the issue that we ran into on this one is if we are doing we need to we were kind of hoping to get clarification to have you tell us because there's kind of two different levels and two different offices you go to, right, to get a permit with those guys. And one of them is the municipal work and the other one is a septic system. Is that all you're asking for? Can we get some clarification on that of specifically which ones we need? Are those the only
Brett?
two? Because a lot of times, I guess we ran into this in the past where if you're doing a major municipal upgrade, they want to approve the plans. You guys have done that, right? We don't need to do that. We're
Brett, that's
just
correct, right?
we're
Yeah.
pulling in the equivalent of a rough in, right? We're not approving this layout. Is that correct?
I believe we already submit, and Brett could correct me. I believe we already submitted the permit to DC for construction of the sewer portion of the project. Everything else would, since it's a municipal project, we don't permit our own projects.
You didn't have to.
We don't have to, and we've already had went through the design and all that, so that's checked out. But Brett could answer me. I think we already filed as the owner of the sewer. I think we already filed the permit with DC on the sewer portion.
Yes, that's correct. Those were filed in 2024, in April.
Okay. That's what I
And
wanted to make
we have approval to construct, right?
I'm just going through the files to double check. It's been a minute.
It's been a minute. I'm 99% sure, but you know, this is the kind of thing where you want to double check as we're at this point.
Gonna go to EDMS and double check, as you can see them online there.
So while you guys are looking into that, I guess if there's something other than a simple septic improvement and the rough end of what we're doing on the main municipal stuff, if you could let us know. I think if it sounds like that's what we've got and we're good with that, then you don't need to answer that. But if there's something different than that, we would appreciate, you know, a little bit of info. But it sounds like that's what we've got. I guess while you're looking for that, I had a question on the general testing and inspection reports. So you listed in there you would like third party inspection, which is cool. We're good with that. It's just there's an awful lot of possible third party inspection things that could be looked at. And we were really kind of going to beg for a list of specifically what you wanted tested. It's just a matter of, you know, if we say we need third party inspection, full stop, then we're going to pay for a person to be there the entire project, and it won't be the same person. It'll probably be different guys, different firms. But if you can give me, if you guys could provide us a little more specific list, we were kind of hoping for, you know, like it's just like I think Donald had asked, what is it, Donald? Somebody asked about it earlier. Do we need to do NETA testing on the MV stuff? Moving to the civil side, we could do compaction, but we don't know where or what frequency you guys would require. That's usually a local thing. Do you want rebar inspection on the concrete? You're going to want slump, air, and water. If we can get some specifics, do you want breaks? How many breaks? I think there was a note in there, breaks every 100 yards. But that was about the only one that I could find where it was specific as to how many breaks I needed. The other stuff, like for the building, you're going to want a four-way or framing inspection, kind of some rough-in stuff. Do you want a final inspection? If we could get a list, then we can tell these inspection firms exactly what they're going to have to do, so they'll know how many flights they have to get and when they're going to be there. We've got pressure testing for the water and the sewer. There's just a lot of stuff we could test, and we don't want to go overboard and spike the price if you guys don't really care, or if you don't have the same frequency concerns we do, or whatever. Maybe you could tell me, hey, I want compaction, but I only need it three times on the power and twice on the sewer, or whatever you want to say for the base or the trenching, whatever it is. Most of this stuff is a dirt road, so I don't know what kind of levels of compaction on the backfill you want, things like that. Pressure testing, we can get frequencies and pressure limits and stuff you could tell us. There's just a lot of information we could get a little bit better if that's possible. Just to
Okay.
kind of make sure we're all in the same boat, and also that we don't go crazy and spike the price. Does that sound okay?
Yeah, I think we can get that too, we can clarify, especially I know on the civil side, I don't think we need, like you said, base, bottom trench compaction will be important. There's some of that we can do with initial roll patterns, so you have a third party out there and they do the initial testing and roll pattern, and that's stuck with, and then we stick with that for compaction effort. And we can add, yeah, we'll look at that and clarify it.
Yep, that helps a lot. I did ask about public utility location services, and I know we have the ability, we can get our own person that is trained on that kind of stuff and bring our own equipment, but it's just we're taking on a little bit of liability with that kind of stuff. So it's kind of out in the air on that. If there's anyone from the city that can do certain things, we would really hope to know that information, like the city has an electrician and they can do all the power or something along those lines. Or the city, the TDX, who owns all the comm nearby, can do all of their own comm stuff. Anything we can get as far as information, so we know what this individual is going to be going into when they go out there, and we hand them a machine and say, remember when you did this a year ago? We need you to do it again. And by the way, there's a lot of stuff in the ground. So anything we can kind of nail that down with would help us on time frames and how many flights we're going to send them out there and stuff like that, whether we want to maybe buy another machine for it. It brings me to my other question about the rented rate stuff. I know, Lynn, you put out the rate schedule. I appreciate that. It's the same as what's on the city's website, so that's very helpful. But I looked through there and I thought there was a lot of equipment in there. Is there a vac truck or a vac trailer in your list of stuff? I don't know that I saw one in there. Is there? Lynn or Phil?
We have a vacuum truck. It's not something we normally rent out, so we would
Gotcha.
I could get a price and put it on the site.
In lieu of having that utility locator, that would be our next option, I guess. If we won't have to plan on bringing one, that would be helpful. Or we could kind of get an idea of if that's going to be necessary, I guess. I don't know. Maybe that's going too far in the weeds, but.
I don't know what you would need it for, but
Well, I don't want to hit all your stuff, Phil.
so
Just not to wipe out.
you use vac, yeah, you're talking about using the vac truck to post hole for utility locates.
For crossings
Okay.
and stuff. Just to check where I come through there. So it might be a level above what we need necessarily, but it does give us a lot of peace in mind that we're not gonna, if you hit something, a lot of times we're on a pretty remote location. Maybe we don't have the parts to fix it right away. It would be much better for us to be uber careful, I guess.
And you saw my response to the TDX. We've used TDX utility locate services
Oh, you
for some
did? I
of
didn't
our.
see that one. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Yeah, we have we have used TDX locate utility locate services before, because we don't have that ability or either. So, Phil, do you remember the person at TDX that did that?
I would plan to bring out your own person. We're in flux right now with our electrical contractor. And
No,
yeah,
that's
there.
good. We're good with
Yeah.
that. I just wanted to know. So.
And we don't have equipment to do, it's a little bit iffy on water sewer lines, especially if they're HDPE, then it becomes more difficult to do the actual locate.
The last question I had, I think you sent me the pipe angle marker table. I understand what you guys are saying on the PC and the PT. I guess my experience and specifically the detail you gave, I think that's on sheet. Hold on a second. It's kind of not that important, but these lids cost some money to get engraved. And so I just want to make sure I know how many I need to do. So normally my experience has been you get a pipe angle marker, it sits on top of an MJ somewhere. Somewhere we have an 11 degree or 22 degree bend, we have an angle in there, and everybody wants to know where that's at. And you kind of show that on your engraved lids. It requests that I put the angle in there, and then your pipe angle came back and said, "Here's the PCs and PTs." I kind of have that already. I guess a PC is more of just a marker, not really an angle, I guess. So if we can confirm, you guys just want us to mark known locations, then we don't have to engrave the angle on there. Is that okay? Because a PC and a PT is not really an angle, I guess. So.
HDP, it's a little more tricky because you get bends and curves locates on that
Yeah, so we'll put them in. We just To confirm with you guys, we don't need to put an angle on it because it's not really at an angle, if that's okay.
yeah.
Okay. Nope, that's it. Any other questions from my cohorts sitting with me?
Is there any?
I think that's all we had for now. If you guys could maybe help. Yeah, if we had some any things we left out in the air, if you guys could help address that. It sounds like you've gotten a lot of the answers for us already. I see those are on the website, so I appreciate that.
This is Brett. One thing I just put in the chat. We do have the approval to construct, or the city does, and it will be expiring in May of this year.
So I have a question. Does that mean that construction needs to begin or be completed by that expiration deal date?
Typically, it's going to be
Oh.
completed by, and we'll talk to him, get an extension on it. That's
Okay.
not a, it shouldn't be a problem at all to get an extension.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
So then this is on your website here, Lynn or Jody. This is where all the answers for the questions will be, not the plans room for an addendum. The
I guess that's a good question. I'm not sure.
I would say the city's website is the official location for all construction documents. Plans room, those guy, other guys that post these, that is their responsibility to maintain their own sites accurately. They should post it, they should be aware of it, but when it comes down to it, the fine, the contractual documents are the is the city's website.
Okay, great. Thank you for that.
Let's be clear. Those are informational bases. You know, they're great for getting the word out, but if they screw something up, that's on them, not the contract.
Okay.
We notify them when we have changes. We have not put questions, but when we have addenda and changes of dates, and I know they put it on, they confirm with me, but we don't throw questions on there.
Does anyone need me to show them where to find all the questions and answers for the RFP on the website? I could share my screen and do that if anyone needs that.
Yeah.
Okay. What was that, Donald?
I think I got it. There on your website, you got all the questions previous there, what I was looking at. That's the right spot, yeah.
Yeah. So if you, yeah, when you go to the city website and up on the top, there's some tabs. You click RFPs and there's an open and accepting proposals. And this is the only one that's open right now. So it'll say for complete information about this RFP, click here. And you click there and that'll take you to where there's the schedule, which we'll update today with the new deadline, the documents, any documents that we have. And then if you scroll down, you'll have to scroll to the bottom, we have all the questions and answers. You click, you see a little, you'll see the question, and then on the far right of the question is a little arrow, and you click the arrow to see the answer. So, and there, and we have a number of questions on there already, and we will add these as soon as the ones today, as soon as we hear them back from Kuna. There's even a little symbol if the original answer has been edited since it was a first posted. If it's been edited or expanded, there's a little symbol there so you can see that. It's a little yellow circle. And so it should, everything you need should be here. If you have any trouble, please reach out to Jody or I.
Will do. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Any other questions?
I think we're good for now. Thank you, Lynn and Phil and everybody else.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay. Well, thank you all very much
Yeah.
for attending today, and yeah, we'll extend the de proposals due deadline to January 23rd, and that will have to adjust. Jody and Phil and I will talk about the other deadlines that come after that, and what needs to be adjusted. This project does require that we have a public opening of bids, and so I'll have to adjust that one out a few more days as well. So you'll see an update on the schedule probably posted later today. On the
Lynn, will
city.
this adjust the deadline for questions? I think you added question deadline too, didn't you? Maybe?
We
Or
did. It
you
was
want to keep
December.
that?
It was December 30th.
Okay. Are you going to keep
So,
that then? I mean, it's fine. I think we've got everything in. I just wanted to know. You're not going to extend that. If you do extend that, just let us post that maybe, or so we know we have a little more time. I don't have any myself. I just was curious. If the additional week would stretch that at all, I guess.
maybe in case you have questions to the answers that we're waiting on.
Right. I mean, I feel like yes, because there's still some questions unanswered out there that we probably need to do that. And so yeah, maybe we'll go to the end of this week for question deadline, so that way once Kuna gets some answers to us, we get those posted. If that prompts any new questions or needs for clarification, as long as you get those by Friday, this Friday, which is the 9th.
Okay, that
Does that
would be
sound
awesome.
reasonable to
Yep.
everyone?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, thank you again, everyone, and we look forward to reading your proposals. And please reach out if you have any other questions or issues with the website, et cetera. And have a good rest of your day.
You as well. Thank you.
Thank
Thanks,
you,
everyone.
everybody.
Thank you all.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thanks.